You know who needs 100 amazing job search tips and advice? You do, and they're a gift to you from me. You'll get these free resources when you register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search, a free training webinar for you. Visit 5strengths.com/webinar to register now. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. It's for smart executives like you who are ready to take the next giant step in their careers. Now on to the show. Hi, I'm Amy L. Adler, a 5 Strengths Career Transition Expert. I write resumes and career portfolios for executives seeking their next opportunities. Today in the 5-Minute Job Search, I'm going to talk to you about advocacy in your job search. So advocates are people who stand up for you, who are part of your team, who will go to bat for you when you have questions or you need something. So in something as delicate as your executive job search, who are your advocates going to be? I'm going to propose that there are 3 categories of people you can approach. One is, let's start with that, your existing network. It can be dicey to announce to your colleagues or your executive or your boss that you are thinking about changing jobs. So you might not want to do that. Instead, start with people you know well. Start with your cousin who works at that really cool company over there. Start with your brother, your sister, your spouse. See what they have to say. See if they can offer any advice. And at the same time, you can recruit, so to speak, a personal board of directors. These may be actual people that can help you in your job search, people you can call, people you know well, but they can also be people you imagine are helping you. Now, I know that sounds crazy. These are people you're imagining would help you. They might be people on television, famous professionals in your industry, or well-known executives in other industries. Think about where they publish their body of knowledge, where they publish what they know, and see what you can gain from reading or learning from them. So again, where to look? Start with your close contacts. To tap into your existing network. And then from there, start building circles outward. Ask them who they know. Ask them who they can recommend that you speak to so that you're now approaching warm contacts rather than cold contacts. And at the same time, you're starting to think about who in your industry or in the universe, really, the universe of your ecosystem, who are you going to talk to or imagine you're talking to or imagine you're getting advice from, even if they're not actually people that you are contacting directly. The second set of people that you can consider advocates in your job search are recruiters. Now, to be fair, recruiters don't work for you. So I always am troubled when people call me and say, hey, Amy, I want to work with recruiters. How do I do that? In fact, you can't work with recruiters. Recruiters choose to find you if you have rare and unusual talent. And as you do, as demonstrated in your resume and your LinkedIn profile and so forth, you can be sure that recruiters will find you. So, think about your confidential job search with respect to reaching out to recruiters in a very concentrated way. You can figure out who in your industry is the ideal recruiter for you to reach out to. And if they have a job that they're working on that looks like your size, shape, color, and so on, then they will certainly reap the benefit of presenting you to their clients. But know that they're getting paid by these companies that are hiring them. So you can't force yourself into their ecosystem and say, find me a job. It just doesn't work that way. So where do you look for these types of recruiters? Certainly on LinkedIn. You can be a passive candidate. You can either actively connect with recruiters and pitch yourself, or you can wait for them to find you. Both of those are logical. And if you're not in a confidential job search, then I would recommend having your resume distributed. This is a service that I can provide for you in which your resume will go out to perhaps thousands of recruiters. Not all of them will be interested in you, of course, but it's a good way to substitute speed for strategy. Your third advocate is going to be your resume writer and career coach. These are people that you hire directly. It might be me, it might be somebody else, but it's not a recruiter. Recruiter's not a resume writer, recruiter's not a career coach, although they have those sets of expertise certainly in one way or another. But because they're not getting paid by you, and you should never pay a recruiter, their loyalty is to the company that is paying them. So if you're hiring somebody to work directly for you in the form of a resume writer or job search coach, you can be sure that you'll have their allegiance from now until forever. And they can be one of your best advocates. They can help you do all the things that are really hard in a job search. They can help you identify and focus on a career target. They can help you find the right level, the right industry, the right function. They can help you craft or do for you, craft your resume and craft your LinkedIn profile, so your marketing message to the world. And they can help you work on your social media presence and all of those other things. So you can find a good resume writer and career coach here, or you can certainly search the web for somebody. But make sure you vet them very, very carefully and make sure that they have the credentials that you are looking for. What you don't want to do is throw good money after bad by not vetting your vendor appropriately. Thanks for listening. My name is Amy L. Adler. I'm a 5 Strengths Career Transition Expert. You can find me at 5strengths.com. or 801-810-5627. And that's it for today's 5-Minute Job Search.